Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
The Death Mark of Doom!
Hello, fellow Beastians, this is your one and only Gaming Beast. And this episode, I'll be talking about whatever I think is motherfucking awesome and whatever I think is the reason you shouldn't just fucking blow your head up. And one of those reasons is, of course, nextround.net, which you should check out right now. But before that, I'm going to play a little bit of music here. Okay? Great job. Okay, fellow Beastians, this is your one and only Gaming Beast again, and it was a little bit of Commodore 64 nostalgia. I don't know if you guys felt that, but when I grew up, I enjoyed playing games like the Great Giana Sisters, which was pretty much a Mario ripoff, and don't you forget, I had also a NES and the Super Mario Brothers, but I enjoyed that game too, because even though it was a ripoff, it was its own thing, you know. It was cool. And also, of course, if you have played the Commodore 64, one of the great greats was, for example, the Last Ninja Trilogy, which was a cool kind of isometric platformer game where you played a ninja. I I don't know. I thought it was the coolest shit ever when I was a kid because anything with a ninja in it was great. Of course, Revenge of Shinobi on the Genesis, aka Mega Drive, was fucking sweet. But yeah. That just shows that, yeah, I have been on this dirt ball called Earth for quite some time. And yeah. As you, if you have been following the Beastcast in the last couple of episodes, then you probably know that I have not been doing too well, and that's fine too. You know what I mean? What I would like to know from you guys is that, is the Beastcast a viable thing? You know, is it something that you enjoy? Because I do enjoy recording it from once in a while, and I would like to do it regularly. But at times, you know, you got this depression shit going on, and it kind of fucks you in the ass. And then, yeah, that's when shit hits the fan. But anyway, what is the things I've been enjoying? If you've seen some of the videos I've been uploading, I have a while ago played through Magic 6, and I played through Fallout New Vegas, and I've been playing quite a bit of Fallout 3. I played through the main campaign, both with the expansion. There's still quite a lot to do for me, but yeah. Other than that, I've been just existing like a mollusk in the fucking sea. Just moving barely and existing. And it's been okay. You know, I've been mostly okay. Sometimes not so okay. I know. The cringe is real, so it's all good. What has been my recent passion? You know, right now I've been drinking a bit, and honestly, to say what's been my recent passion is that I am so happy for you guys. The next round, the people who are listening to this are the next round, okay? And whoever isn't the next round, you know, like you're fucking great. Either way. Okay, and that's the thing, is like people like Death Adder and Critical Failure have been keeping the website alive, and I thank them for that. Okay, and what I would like to do is to get the people together, you know, and that was my original goal with the next round, and I think you guys are great. I think Death Adder is great. I think fucking Critical Failure is great. I think fucking, of course, the one and only Six Health of Fury, Retro Kaiser, you know, Michael Smith, you know, even Brady Wilkinson, you know. I'm going to give a shout out, even though he's probably not going to listen to this, but, you know, original next rounders are all up in that, in this show. Even Sendu, motherfucking Sendu, who is right now just an admin, but a very powerful admin, you know, I would say, and I would right away integrate into next round if he would be up for creating some shit. But I guess once we are at this point with the whole job creation market. But you know what? You know what? Fuck that shit. Because fucking you have Critical Failure doing TCR. So that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a beautiful thing. And you have fucking Death Adder doing his shit. And we'll have more TCR podcasts because fucking motherfucking Six Health of Fury is working on this shit. So, you know, guys, I'm out of it, really, honestly. Like, this is me just as the kind of proprietor, the kind of more like the mod, just talking about the shit going on. I think you guys are great. Okay. So right now I'm gonna put in another track, probably a Commodore 64 influence track or something like that, because your guys are awesome and you deserve it, and that gives me a little bit more time to think about what to talk about. So talk to you soon, guys. Let's go with it. So yeah, I recently played through Space Quest 4, and it was pretty great. It was a pretty, over the top, fourth wall breaking cringe fest, and it was fucking awesome, honestly. So my question to you guys is that, what do you miss from video game making as of late? You know what? What I miss is the experimentation, the fucking, like, the willingness to go wild and crazy. Because back in the day, video games would go wild and crazy. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, the 80s, the 90s, at least to the mid-90s. I would say it was up to the once the FPS genre got big. You know what I mean? Even after Doom got big, things were still pretty cool in a way because you had things like Blood and Shadow Warrior and all this shit, so there was still some craziness going. But after a while, it was just the same old, same old. And you know what, guys? Honestly, I've been playing quite a lot of video games, but it's been old video games, you know? Why should I care about newer video games or even the recent ones, you know? Can you tell me that? Fellow Beastians. Can you tell me that? And I would really like to hear your opinions, Write it in into the, of course, the next round or my website, thegamingbeast.net. I would fucking appreciate it anywhere. Or just send it to me and whatever, on my Facebook and everything. So I would appreciate it. I know, you know what? Fuck that word. Fuck it. It will be cool, but if you don't want to, that's fine too. I'm gonna be honest here, guys, because this is what the Gaming Beast, the Beastcast, has been about. And honestly, I have been a bit rusty with the Beastcast, but I'll tell you how it is. I think I suck at making podcasts. I know. There's gonna be fucking Death Adder 83 gonna tell me, "Oh, Jay sucks so much more." You know what, Death Adder? You do a great job. You know what? And you're persistent. You're like consistent. Not persistent. Maybe that too. For fuck's sakes. I've been drinking a little bit, so there's times when I record this shit and I don't know what to say, But you know what? You guys, you motivate me. The people that write to me, the people that I know listen to this shit. And you know what? This is what keeps me going, And I'll just tell you right away that, what can I talk then, the next fucking I don't know. I talked about fucking the Spider-Man movie that it would arrive, but I haven't talked about, you know what? Like, why not? Let's talk about the review, the official Spider-Man Homecoming review. I liked it, I know there's some people who didn't like it as much and whatever, but honestly, the fact that it's part of the cinematic universe, I'm good. I'm happy with what they made. I liked that it was pretty much Spider-Man, the early years, He's figuring shit out and everything. And that's good. You know what? That's good. So, I'll give that one. It's a solid movie. Is it as good as the first or second Spider-Man? I would say yes. It's on that level. And I know Death Adder 83 right now is screeching. He's doing his autistic screeching right now. Having Iron Man in that movie, I think was not a big deal because honestly, it just helps the continuity of the rest of the film, of the rest of the cinematic universe. So I'm like, that's okay. Now, does he have to be in the second one? I'm not sure. You know, does there have to be another character in the second one? I'm not sure. My biggest issue right now is with Sony announcing that they're gonna make a separate Venom movie. They're gonna have their own cinematic universe, which is based on Spider-Man, but without Spider-Man. It's gonna include Venom and, what is it, Silver Sable and, what's her name? I don't know, the other chick. Oh yeah, Black Cat. So they're gonna have a movie about, and that's what they want to call it, Silver and Black. And I feel like either they want to, like, fucking get Marvel to do another deal, you know? Or they just want to do their own thing. It's just weird to me. You know what, Sony? You're fucking retards because right now you're on a high roll with the Disney Marvel deal. Just go with it. Okay, just fucking let it go. Nobody, honestly, and I know if Brady's listening to this, he would love a fucking Venom movie with Tom Hardy because everybody had a fucking Tom Hardy when Tom Hardy said, I'm gonna be Venom. You know, the guy who was Bane in the Batman movie. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. He's buff and shit. He could do it. But no, fuck no. I just want Marvel to do Spider-Man as they do Spider-Man, okay, in the cinematic universe. And I don't want to fucking have Sony. Like, I don't really get what Sony wants to do, really, you know. Like, already people are complaining about that there's too many superhero movies. What are they going to do with a Venom movie? Okay, Sony, like, you think fucking the second Spider-Man movie was a big flop? Silver and Black, you know, your Black Cat, Silver Sable movie? Nobody's going to give a shit because most of the people who watch it, they don't know who these characters are, okay? I can tell this to you right away. And Sony's a bunch of retards, that's all I'm going to say. So, you know what? Really what needs to happen is fucking, you know, I've been saying this for a long time. But fucking Fox needs to be stop being a dick and just give back the Fantastic Four rights to Marvel. You know, they can keep their X-Men rights and everything because Marvel's trying with the fucking Inhumans. I hear their Inhuman series sucks, so whatever. Like, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, it's going to premiere in, what, 2 days? Or is that some shit? Or is that Star Trek Discovery? I don't know. Same old bullshit, but let's stop this topic right here. And I'm going to talk about fucking the Commodore 64 more. Because you know what, guys? That's a topic we're talking about, okay? And if you're still listening, then yeah. The C64 was a fucking awesome... a fucking awesome computer system for video games, honestly. When I was a kid, I remember games like, of course, as I mentioned, the Gianna Sisters, but I also, of course, the Impossible Mission, where I remember the first time hearing real, like, voices through a computer, which amazed the shit out of me. That shows my age, you know, because now, you know, guys like Shintai and younger are like, you know, if the voice acting is not right, then fuck you. When I was a kid, I remember, when I was a little kid, I remember just hearing fucking stay a while, stay forever. That was the biggest shit ever, okay? And also, of course, you know, Welcome to your doom, Altered Beast. You know, there's a very, you know, CF has talked about his very, there's this kind of tender age that you are at, and when you get exposed to certain things at that age. And I know Alex Swingle's already grumbling about, you know, like, hater of things, and it doesn't matter, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. If it's not Warzone 2120, it doesn't matter. And that's fine, Alex Swingle. That's all good, Alex Swingle. And I don't know if you're listening to this, because you're probably the only one listening to this. You and Tomcat X, you know. Okay, okay. I'll stop. I stop. The bitterness is about to overflow. I'm just kidding. But you know what? There's games in my life that I have a very tender connection to, you know, as literally being a child, you know. That was literally the definition for me for video games. Just like, I know I talked a lot about HeroQuest, but you don't understand. For me, HeroQuest represented my introduction to literally the fantasy genre. It introduced me in a way to the RPG genre, to fantasy in general, you know, sword and sorcery. And in many ways, the Commodore 64 and the NES both introduced me to the basic concepts of video games, you know. So, in this point, I think what I would like you guys to talk about is that I will try to pinpoint this game, the first game, and probably to me it was probably the first time we had the NES with Super Mario Brothers, and at my cousin's with the Commodore 64, you know, like, what was the first iconic game for us? I remember the game exactly. I would have to look it up. I could probably figure it out. But it was a game with a witch in it. You played a witch. Okay. Was it Cauldron? I don't know. But I do know that it was the first game my cousin had for the Commodore 64 because he had it on a cassette. And honestly, it was the first game he had legit on it. Everything else he would have pirated, because back in Eastern Europe or in general, it was really easy to pirate games for that system. But yeah, like, and I remember that just getting to get the game to run was like kind of a miracle. Putting it, you know, there was the cassette drive for it. Yeah, yeah. If there's any listeners who are like below a certain age, there was video games recorded on cassettes, okay? If you know what cassettes are. So, anyway. What I would like to, I would like you guys, you know, if I'm going to be really honest, the very first video game experience that I remember was I was really little. Before we had an NES, I was younger than that. I was pretty little. And we were at a friend's place. And I think they had either a ZX Spectrum or an Acorn, whatever it's called. One or the other. But what I do know is the games that we played back then. And I was fascinated. One of them was, of course, Space Invaders. The other one was Frogger. And there was another one, something with Quest. And right now, I don't remember exactly what was the full name. But I really need to dig it up again, because I actually found that name of the game. The point is that, for me, that defined what a video game was, in a way. In many ways. You know, like, I was fascinated. So what I would like to know from you, fellow Beastians, what was this first, what was your first video game encounter? It doesn't matter how good or bad it was. What was the first time you remember what a video game was? Okay, it doesn't matter what's console or handheld or whatever it was, you know. Because I have my separate stories as from the Game Boy and everything, and the NES and everything, which are still early memories, but I'm talking about this very early memories, you know. And for that, I would really appreciate, and I'll stop with that language. It will be sweet. I would, no, fuck it. Tell me what you think, you know, what was your first experience with video games? What was the first game that really affected you? You know, where you thought, this is the coolest shit ever. It doesn't have to be even the first game you played, but what was this game that just burned yourself in your memory? Okay? Okay, Velbeastians. I think I'm gonna stop here. It was a great moment with you guys. It was fun. But it's time to end it here. I'm gonna play a little song here. And then after that, it's the end. And thank you. Thank you for listening. And, you know, stay tuned for the next episode. Whenever that comes out, so. For a Deathmug of Doom, Felbeastians.